We had to talk about some other funding opportunities.
Yeah, we're looking at more grants to start helping with this redevelopment of the harbor. So we haven't been too successful in some of the grants we've applied for, so we're looking back out for other grants. And now that's what's pushed us out another year. And hopefully, if we're successful, we can think about 2020 or 2019. But if we're not successful, it's going to keep pushing it down the road.
So does the cruise industry, do their ticket prices just stay static year after year, or do they raise them every year?
I'm sure they raise them based on
but remember, operating passenger fee is a set. If you were to book a cruise, you pay $800 for your cabin per person plus 182 port fees, and that's a separate.
But what I'm saying, yeah, I understand that completely, but the industry undoubtedly raises the ticket prices every single year, and so we are also an industry which, you know, by basic logic, we don't want to raise our fees to meet the demand as well.
So I just want to follow up on what I'm hearing here, that the reasoning for increasing the fees is so that we can demonstrate that we have the financial support locally to get matching grants to improve our harbor.
No, I don't think it's as simple as that.
Okay.
It's not that simple. You know, what we're looking at is to get fair and equitable return for the city and the taxpayer. According to, I would say, if taxpayers and residents understood how the fee structure works a little bit better, and that bringing the passengers in at $1 a head, if we had started at $8, we wouldn't even have this discussion. So we've got that. So we've already
How is that relevant?
I think it is relevant. I think if we had started at an equitable fee per passenger head back in the day, we would not be here today.
Can I just interject some history, and we can look this up? The first vessels that we took that needed a secure facility was, I believe, Lynn Black. What was it? The Explorer or whatever it was?
National Geographic.
National Geographic. And it was 160 passengers at a dollar a piece. Because that was the first time we ever did it. After that, the next year, we went up to, I think it was $6 per passenger for vessels that needed that. So as soon as this became an issue, we went up. Yes, it
was a little low.
But that's still, 8 years ago or 10 years ago. And it's been going up. And it's now at the same approximate rate as Bar Harbor. To say that
it's at the same rate as Bar Harbor, because we never get Bar Harbor's private dockage fees. We have not been able to, and Matt will tell you that, we have not been able to get what the private dock, so we can't even talk again about what Bar Harbor is getting. But we have to be honest, it was $1 per passenger head. The community came out, I was one of them, who said, I can't even believe this. We're bringing these passengers in at a dollar per head, which wasn't even, and at the time when I was on the Harbor Commission, we were only suggesting to raise the fee to at least one drink on the, on the cruise ship, and that was met with a lot of pushback from council. So there is a history, and it is very difficult to pay low and then get to something that's equitable and parity.
We judge our fees by how much people, the cost of a drink on a cruise ship.
No. That was just used as an example.
But I mean,
Let me explain. That was used as just an example of what we were asking from the passengers, because people were acting as if we were charging $100 per head, and what we were saying is, this isn't going to impact the passengers. You know, it just isn't. For people that have traveled, they understand that there are fees associated with traveling. And we all pay them. Anybody who travels pays those fees without even blinking an eye. And if anyone at this table says, I would cancel that trip because they added $2 to my ticket fee, come on. But that's what you're saying.
Well, you know? I mean, okay, I have a family of seven of us.
That's right.
And if I was on cruise, traveler dog, whatever, and I was clicking on a cruise, as a Disney cruise, a Royal Caribbean, or a Norwegian, I would seriously look at the ones that are $100 difference or $50. The $2 might not matter for Rockland, but if it's got a 7-port itinerary, it's $2, $3, $7, $8, that adds up to $100 more than the other one. That's an extra $700 on my vacation.
That's cruising. So, that's the cruising industry.
As a person, people do look at that. They don't look at the $2, but they look at the combination of everything compounding, as all businessmen do, whether they're selling or buying.
And Adam, I grew up with seven other siblings and mother and father, and we would not have done a cruise because we would not have been able to afford it. Yeah, so we did the family, you know, the family trip.
Tom?
I just want to go back to where I was trying to go, which is I'm hearing that there are additional funds necessary to improve the port beyond what is generated from the cruise industry. Is that correct? Okay.
To move forward with the master plan.
Okay. That those are not guaranteed.
No.
What our message is to the cruise industry is pay us more because we're going to do this to our port when we may very well not do that to our port.
That's a possibility.
They're already spending money on the public landing. It's not like no money is being spent. There have been a lot of big improvements. There's a new building down there. They've moved the electric wire away so there's no pigeons. Mm-hmm. Money is being spent on the public landing. They're just not doing the whole big thing.
Right. But I guess what I'm saying is let's not say to the cruise industry, we're raising the fees because we're going to do this when we really don't know.
What we are saying to the cruise industry is that we need to guarantee with the cruise industry that their passengers are safe. We had to move people off of the floats because there were too many. Okay? The assistant harbor master mentioned this to me, because there were too many. Those floats are not substantial enough for those types of passengers. That is a safety concern. That is something that in the future we all see as a possibility of an easy fix, but it costs money. Every time somebody comes over that public landing, it is a cost to the city. And when we look at Bar Harbor, we're not comparing it to Bar Harbor, but when we look at Bar Harbor, one of the things they're contending with now is the increase in finances to their police department, to their fire department, to their public service department, and to their wastewater management. All of those things Bar Harbor is now looking at. What we're not going to be doing is rewriting. We do not need to rewrite history or create a book when somebody else already has the answers. That's just them giving us a template. Why not follow it?